In preparing for this homily, I read a couple of commentaries on today's gospel, highlighting the relationship between Martha and Mary and our Lord. And of course, they all kind of gave the similar twist. Sometimes we are like Martha, busy with many things. And that is a legitimate point in and of itself. Many of us are busy about many things, pulled in opposite directions. It's very rare for us to have a time like this, these 3 days, where we can just focus on what is important. Many of us, many of you probably have summer jobs, you have sports camps, you have youth group. During school, you're supposed to do homework at some point. You feel the pressures and the busyness, the drama of high school. Sometimes we do look at the world and we feel like Martha. We feel swamped and overwhelmed. And in the midst of all of that, there is this call to holiness. The desire for prayer. That tug of the heart to be like Mary, hoping for the opportunity, looking for those opportunities just to steal a couple of moments to sit at the feet of the Master. You know, there is a beautiful tradition of making a resolution at the end of a weekend retreat like this. After all the talks, all the worship, all the faith sharing that has gone on, make a resolution so that you can carry the graces of this retreat with you, so that when you go home, the goodness of this retreat doesn't end. I have some suggestions. Make a resolution to never miss Mass. And maybe even resolve to pick a day during the week to go to an extra Mass and try to carry on the graces of this weekend retreat so that it doesn't just all end when you get on the bus. Make a resolution to visit the Blessed Sacrament during Eucharistic adoration in your parish or in the neighboring parish. Make a resolution to put down that Pokemon Go and put your face in a book. Well, like I always like to say, you're all clapping now. Let's see you do it, huh? Open up a book. Open up the scriptures. Get a good Catholic book to feed your mind and your soul. Make a resolution to pray the rosary. Grow in your devotion to Our Lady. Without a resolution, you're just going to go back to the same old, same old. And this weekend will be for naught. So all the commentaries that I read in preparation for this homily, they basically said the same thing. We need to be aware of those Martha moments of life when we are so busy and pulled in so many directions. But also be aware of those moments where we can be like Mary, sitting at the feet of Christ in prayer, constantly striving for that balance in life. Now, there are an estimated 400,000 priests worldwide, and I pray to God that not one of them will get up on the pulpit this Sunday and preach that kind of stuff to you. How important it is to have a balanced life, because that's ridiculous. It is simply ridiculous. I promise chastity and obedience to the church and her people. I've given my physical body to the church, my will and my intellect to the church. I promise to maintain a spirit of prayer and to consecrate my life for the people of God. There's no balance in that. I'm in it. I'm in it all the way. These priests over here, they're in the same position. There's no balance, Mary moments and Martha moments. That's ridiculous. It all belongs to Christ. We priests, we're supposed to be an alter Christus in this world, another Christ. There's no balance in that. It's all or nothing. You're either in or you're out. I'm a bishop. I'm supposed to be a successor to the apostles. There's no turning back on that. And it's the same thing for all of you. I hope you realize that. On the day of your baptism, you were marked with the sign of the cross on your forehead. You were, in the words of that beautiful little prayer, claimed for Christ by the sign of his cross. You belong to Christ, period, end of story. There's no balance in that between the Martha moments and the Mary moments. Whoever made up that idea? It's either all or nothing, people. No one's going to commit themselves to some wishy-washy idea of Martha moments and Mary moments. It doesn't make sense. You look at that crucifixion scene. There's no balance there. Jesus gave his all. It is love to the very end. And in the Catechism, paragraph 605, it says, there is not, never has been, and never will be a single human person for whom Christ did not suffer. He is the Lamb of God who takes away all the sins of the entire world. There's no balance. It's all about Christ. And in this Eucharist, the Mass, we're united with the priest at the altar. Each one of us, whether you're up there in the rafters or down here at the altar, we're all united in that one perfect sacrifice of Christ. We are able to unite ourselves, offer ourselves in union with Christ to the Father. And again, the Catechism says it so well. The sacrifice of Christ and the sacrifice of the Eucharist, they are one single sacrifice. You see the busyness of it all, the chaos and all the drama that's waiting back for you. It will always be there, and that's okay, because that's called life. And we have to face life. But in the midst of it all, we are invited to so much more. We are invited to the fullness of life, a life united with Jesus, like Mary, sitting at his feet while life swirls around and does what it does. Because Jesus embraced it all. He sanctified it all. It's called the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And he continues to dwell amongst us in the drama and in the chaos if we but choose to let him in. So when you get home today or later on tonight, however long it takes you to get there, are you ready for the question? Do you have an answer? When you walk through the doors, when you go home, and that first person, mom or dad, or somebody's going to ask you, so, how was it? What are you going to say? You're going to just shrug your shoulders and say, oh, it was okay. Okay. If you say okay, you have missed your first opportunity to share the faith. Paragraph 1370 of the Catechism, again, is so rich in these beautiful principles of the faith. In the Eucharist, what we're doing right now, the church is, as it were, at the foot of the cross with Mary, united with the offering and the intercession of Christ. Twice this weekend, right now, we are at the foot of the cross. In a couple of moments, we're going to cry out with the angels, holy, holy, holy. That's not okay. It's beyond that. It's mystical. In that Eucharistic procession last night, Christ came and dwelt amongst us in his body and blood. When someone asks you how this weekend was, your head should explode trying to figure out how to answer it. Well, remember this. I pray to God you just don't shrug your shoulders and say, oh, it was okay. My point is this. There's no balance. If you are striving to be an intentional disciple, striving to pick up the cross and follow Jesus daily, if you're responding to that call to holiness, then you got to be in. You got to be in all the way. There's no balance in living a life trying to be with Christ. And each one of you, you have a choice to make. Now, Mary, she chose the better part. And she will not be deprived of it. What about you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.